Hi, I'm Blake Sanborn, the owner of Great Lakes Scissor Supply, host of the Michigan Maker Summit. More on that after this.
Welcome to the Discover MontCom podcast, where we look at the communities, businesses, attractions, and people that make up MontCom County. Here's your podcast host, Dwayne Weed.
Welcome to the Discover MontCom podcast. My name's Dwayne, the host and producer, and I've said that a lot. You know, we were probably close to 200 episodes, if not over 200 episodes by the time this one drops. We're in June of 2026. And as you heard, Blake is here and he owns a laser business, but he also does the Michigan Maker Summit. And I was really interested in that because I've been involved with different things along the way that dealt with, you know, inventors and that type of thing. So Blake, thank you for taking the time to come up here and talk about it. The Michigan Maker Summit, let's jump right into that. You told me off camera that it started in 2023.
Yeah.
Can you go back to that time period and kind of tell us how it got started?
Yeah. So in about 2023, we started our laser business in about 2020. And we transitioned from our laser business, we're doing, things for consumers, to pivoting to Great Lakes Laser Supply, where we started selling the blanks of the things that we found success with in our laser engraving business. And I got asked to attend as a vendor. So that was our very first vendor event as Great Lakes Laser Supply, was the first Michigan Maker Summit.
Okay.
And, we had that one in 2023. We had another one in 2024. I got a little more involved, and I started doing more and more conferences. And in 2025, I was in Texas at a national conference.
Okay.
And I'm driving home, and someone had been working on the next Michigan Maker Summit. Things, they were busy and weren't really able to put everything together, and it was in 4 weeks. Yeah.
And they went, Blake, or did you just step up?
I just stepped up. So I told my buddy David, and we were driving together, I said, if the space, which is Oakfield Baptist Church, is available on that date, I am going to hit the ground running right now, and I'm going to put this thing together.
Okay.
And so right then I called Pastor Chris at Oakfield Baptist, and he said, yeah, it's available those days. You can have it. And I said, well, you know, how much is it going to cost? And he said, you just have to make a donation to the church. I'm like, no, but how much? And he's like, well, I said, because I don't know how many people are going to be there. We could have 12. We might have 100. I don't really know. Because I hadn't even planned that. I haven't not planned anything yet.
So had it been at Oakfield Baptist prior to that? When the, in 2023?
No, we had met more centrally in Michigan. So they were around the Lansing, St. Joe area.
Okay. Okay. So 2025 was your first, this is the Blake Hour.
Yeah.
Welcome. And, let's jump back just a second.
Yeah.
I know what a Michigan Maker or what a makerspace is. Mm-hmm. For those out there that have never heard the term,
mm-hmm.
could you give a little definition of what is a makerspace?
Yeah, so a makerspace is a place where there's a community of people. Typically, there's a variety of equipment in a makerspace that you're able to go get hands-on. And I think they're underutilized, to be honest. I think a lot of people might go buy their first laser when sometimes they could have the opportunity to have a membership at a makerspace, be able to go try that laser out, figure out if it's going to mm-hmm. work for their laser business, and then they can figure out if they want to make that investment. So if you haven't experienced a makerspace, I highly recommend checking one out.
And makerspaces aren't just lasers.
No,
they're 3D printers. There's mm-hmm. some of them have wood shops.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times people need prototypes.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever is needed, because people, they come up with an idea. Now they've got to put it down and do something.
Yeah.
But you got into it because of the laser.
Yeah.
And I thought it was kind of interesting. Sometimes when we start businesses, we get into them for a different reason. But when you started, Great Lake Laser, it was because your wife asked you to do something.
It's very true. My wife said, hey, I want to get a laser to make wooden earrings.
Mm-hmm.
She said, this laser I want to get is $8,000. I'm like, okay, you sell earrings for $10-$12.
Yeah.
What are we talking
Let's
about here?
Let's do the math.
Yeah. So I got involved, started doing some research. It took me about 3 months, and we ended up buying a laser straight from a manufacturer in China, got it delivered to our door. Because of our preparation and research, we were able to fire that laser up on the first day.
Mm.
And I thought it'd be great to cut one-inch pine for our very first thing we ever lasered,
okay,
which is very thick,
yes,
for a laser. And then we hit the ground running. You know, Molly was selling wholesale earrings to boutiques in Rockford, and we were able to pay that laser off in about 2 months.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of earrings.
Yeah.
But you also started getting into some man items.
Very true.
Yeah. Can you? What was your first thing?
Yeah. So we were doing craft shows. That was our main source of income, other than selling some of the wholesale things and getting them in stores. We would do craft shows. And in the beginning, I was just sitting there. Molly would kind of do her thing. I would get up and get involved selling a little bit with people. But I noticed at craft shows that there were nothing for guys.
Okay.
You know, these women would be dragging their husbands around a craft show.
And they're just walking around going,
yeah. They're bored. So I said, let's get some wallets, some belts, some ammo cans. Let's get some guy stuff in the booth and let's just see how that does. And we went from, over the course of selling at craft shows, making $300, $600 at a craft show to doing $3,000 at a craft show.
Wow.
We have a 7-foot hat wall where people are just pulling hats off the hat wall, and there's a line of people just to buy our hats. And then we've evolved to the point of even bringing a laser to the craft shows so that people are customizing things live. So you can not only buy a wallet, but then you can get anything you can imagine engraved.
That increases. And, mm-hmm. and you probably never, you know, thought about that when your wife said, I want to make earrings.
No, it was nowhere on my radar.
Okay. So jumping back to the Makerspace mm-hmm. and the Michigan Maker Summit, how does somebody contact? Is there a website? Is there socials? Can you give us what those are, please?
Yeah, we're MichiganMakerSummit.com, and we are the same on all social media. We have a Facebook group if you want to kind of get connected and ask questions. And if you go to MichiganMakerSummit.com, that's going to give you links to all of our socials down at the bottom of the site there. You can find out when the next one's going to be, where it's at, and what's going to be there.
Okay. So the big thing is, because it's, you were telling me off camera that sometimes the dates vary.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like you can say, oh, it's the certain weekend of this month. So it's very important that you go to MichiganMakerSummit.com.
Yeah.
Connect with the social, and that information will be up. So when you do a summit, what all is involved? I mean, I'm guessing it's probably there's some conference, some mm-hmm. people giving little seminars.
Yep.
Walk us through what somebody would get out of coming to one of these.
So I wanted it to really serve a couple of purposes. I wanted it to be a local resource. That's why we stuck with the name Michigan Maker Summit. It's really rooted in Michigan, and I wanted to have mm-hmm. a resource where you could also, just like a makerspace, come and get hands-on with equipment there. So one of the UV printers that we have there is almost $50,000. You're wow. able to come. Is that something you need in your business, or do you want to get something that's $2,000 or $3,000? So I wanted to make all that equipment accessible. So you're not just making that blind purchase online. You're able to see, talk to the vendors, and bring those people that are national companies. I had companies from China, you know, coming, and you can meet okay. them in person and really get to know their brands. So we've got the hands-on experience, and then we also have breakouts. So I try to have a little bit of for everybody. You know, we have at the Michigan Maker Summit, we have lasers, we have UV printers, CNCs, we have 3D printers, 3D scanners.
Okay.
We have someone teaching how to do your own classes in your business that really apply to 3D printing businesses or laser engraving businesses.
Okay. So basically anything that somebody wants to get into, mm-hmm. and this is where it's important to go to MichiganMakerSummit.com, you know, to get attached or get connected with your socials mm-hmm. so that they can get this information.
Yeah.
So the summit itself happens once a year.
Twice a year, actually.
Twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Spring and fall.
Spring and fall. And you got to check the socials to mm-hmm. find out when. And it's always at Oakfield Baptist in the Rockford, because you said it's kind of where Rockford, Cedar Springs, and Montcalm all kind of come together there. What is the, you know, because you've done it now, you know, you've seen it grow.
Mm-hmm.
About how many people come to this event?
So we were at about 250 people at the last Michigan Maker Summit. It was incredible. We had people from all across the United States. We had somebody from Mexico come. It was an incredible experience. And because of that, I think the next one will be at Oakfield Baptist, mm-hmm. but we had some logistics issues.
You were sharing
yeah.
that.
So Friday night, I really wanted there to be something as an icebreaker. At the first Michigan Maker Summit that I hosted, people were shy. Some of the feedback I got, they said, I didn't feel comfortable talking to the vendors. I didn't feel comfortable meeting other people. So I added on a mixer on Friday night. So it's just 3 hours of just free appetizers, getting to know the vendors, yep. and it's actually going to be free at the next one so that people that just want to come and see the equipment and mm-hmm. not have to, you know, pay for the Michigan Maker Summit, so they can come and they can feel more comfortable that next day. And it really was very effective. People broke that ice with the vendors, with each other, and they really made some genuine connections because of it.
Now, are you finding that most of the people that, I mean, obviously, you got vendors.
Yeah.
You got people that sell the equipment, sell mm-hmm. the supplies, that type of thing. But most of the people that are showing up, are they, would you consider them to be like inventors, or would you consider them to be something else?
It's a really good mix of people. There were some just entry-level makers that were like thinking about getting a 3D mm-hmm. printer or a laser, and they were able to come see those things on firsthand. Some of them have small businesses and they're looking at adding equipment to their businesses. And then we've also just got people that are just hobbyists, and this is what they love doing. They love creating.
Oh, sure.
We always have a show and tell table where people can bring, they leave their business card by the item on the table mm-hmm. and they get to just really show off some of the really cool things that they make.
I've been to similar events, and I sometimes look at that stuff and I go, why didn't I think of that?
Yeah.
You know, but you don't know it until you see it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, somebody stayed up late trying to figure this out.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, at the end, it all looks easy.
Yeah.
But we don't see all the planning. So the summit is a one day. I mean, you have the social on a Friday night.
Yep.
And then you have the one-day summit, which there's, as you said, there's little seminars, there's yep. breakout sessions, yep. chance to check out all the vendors.
Mm-hmm.
In your mind, and I know you've been in charge of it for 1 year, you've been going since 2023, but last year, what was the, I guess, the moment that you went, I'm so glad I'm involved. I'm glad that I took this on, because I'm sure it adds a few more hours to your mm-hmm. day.
It adds a lot. And I think to tell that story, it's really going back to that car ride back from Texas from that conference when I decided to go all in. And it's about the relationships that you kind of form in those connections. And really that's then the root of the Michigan Maker Summit. So I had to put together a conference in 3-4 weeks. Mm-hmm. I needed speakers. I needed vendors. I needed a reason for them to come. I had to market the event. Because of how we've grown in our business and always looking for ways to connect with other people, it was a very simple set of phone calls. Hey, X-Tool, would you guys want to come to the Michigan Maker Summit?
Okay.
When is it? How many people can we expect? I'm not sure yet. Hey, can we give away a laser? Sure.
Sign me up.
Yeah.
I don't even have one. But, and as you said, when you came in here, you know, you went, hey, you've got some laser stuff around here. And,
yeah.
and yes, I do. But there's always, I look at things, there's always a need for more.
Mm-hmm.
You said your car ride back was with a friend of yours, mm-hmm. David.
Yeah.
I may cut this out. I may leave it in. What's his last name?
Brown.
Okay. There was a different David that I know from the Lansing area okay. that does a lot of this. And I mm. thought, if for some reason our worlds just got that 6 degrees of separation, went right down to almost nothing, you know, because we were sharing some people that, mm-hmm. you know, somebody's got an idea. somebody's already got a business.
Yeah.
Michigan Maker, is it Maker with singular?
It's singular, yes. Yeah. MichiganMakerSummit.com.
Okay. Go there, get all the information. As I wrap this up, is there something that you'd like people to know more about that we haven't discussed, that we just, as we're kind of riding into the sunset here?
Yeah.
Can you leave us with some final thoughts about the Michigan Maker Summit?
Yeah. If you're a maker or someone who likes being creative and you're looking to grow your community, then the Michigan Maker Summit is a great place to do it. Our slogan is find your people, build a foundation, because I really want people to connect with the people that can help them, just like I did. And that's why I was able to pull off the Michigan Maker Summit. Yeah. So if you're looking for those people, you're looking to build that foundation, it's a great place to come and connect. You'll really be surprised what you walk away with.
Wow, that's pretty cool. So once again, MichiganMakerSummit.com.
Yep.
Check out all the socials. Get involved. Is there a workspace that's, I mean, you say you kind of bring this to the summit itself, and I guess maybe there's another question besides that last question. Do you have, is there a place around here that has all of this stuff that somebody could, you know, come to your page? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so in Rockford, we have a demo room where we have a UV printer, three 3D printers. We have 9 lasers. So it's a place where people are really creating that same small experience where people can come, check things out, get hands-on, ask questions. And we also have our supplies there that are worth checking out. But I just want a place where people can come get hands-on before they make a big purchase. So we're our office is in Rockford, and don't hesitate to reach out.
And this information is all on the website as well.
Yep.
For somebody to come in and use this, because I – you know, the first thing everybody is like, okay, what does this cost? You know, obviously there's a fee for the summit.
Yeah.
But that information will be on the website. To come in and to the makerspace, is there a fee for that? Can you explain?
No, I wouldn't necessarily call it a makerspace. It's our office where we do some production there. But I love to make an appointment with people. They can connect with me on Facebook or through the MichiganMakerSummit.com website. Okay. And they can just connect with me and set up a time. Hey, Blake, I want to come check out a fiber laser. We can make that happen.
Once again, how do they find you?
MichiganMakerSummit.com has all the ways to connect.
Okay. Well, if you are a person that wants to expand your business, or you're like, hey, I got an idea and I don't know how to do it, reach out to Blake. But you can follow the Discover Mott.com podcast on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube, as well as Pandora, Apple, and iHeart. You can Google Discover Mott.com. You can Google Dwayne Weed. You're going to find everything that I'm involved in. And like Blake told me before we started, he's doing all this because he wants to help people. And that's what we're doing here at the Discover Mott.com podcast with Chatting Local and the other things that we're working with. So reach out to me at 231-250-9624. If you'd like to come on and talk about your business, your event, your community, would love to chat with you. Remember to buy and shop locally.
The Discover Mott.com podcast wants to thank West Michigan Technology and Design Solutions, WGLM, 106.3 FM, DW Video, Blueberry Podcast Platform, and Business Growth Engine. Thank you for your community support.